Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Imagine for a moment that you live in a major city, but not just anywhere in any major city. You live in one of the best neighborhoods in one of the richest cities in the United States of America, whether you take it historically or talk about current day, current context. There's virtually no crime in this area. Your rent is outrageous, but your taxes are also outrageous. But you accept all of that. And the reason why you accept that is because your public services are good. The reason why you accept that is obviously you got a high-end career in order to sustain your increased cost of living. The reason you accept that is because you walk around your neighborhood and you can enjoy the people that you're surrounded with, you can enjoy the community, you can enjoy all of the upsides that rarely get talked about on conservative channels of living within a major metropolitan area that is typically safe. Then all of a sudden, something changes. Over in Minneapolis, not your city, a man gets into a situation with a police officer and he ends up dying. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, due to this isolated incident in one part of the country that has nothing to do with you or your police force, this anti-police mentality takes over. It takes hold. And shortly after that, your neighborhood, which was once a burgeoning portion of the metropolis, the desired place to live for a lot of people, goes to hell insanely quickly. So you still try to go about your day as if things are normal. You ignore the fact that in front of one of the parks that are very popular and very beautiful in your area, somebody was recently shot. You ignore the fact that someone actually robbed a jewelry store, $200,000 worth of jewelry, and you take your dog for a walk. And by the way, you're a woman in the park while you're taking your dog alone for a walk in said park. And your dog is a beautiful golden retriever. Stunning, stellar, excellent pooch who happens to be named Moose, or was named Moose, because during the course of your day-to-day walk with your dog through your once burgeoning beautiful neighborhood, a homeless man comes up to you and starts hitting you with a stick. And then, for no reason other than the fact that this person, who likely was arrested a bunch of different times and not held in jail, he starts hitting your dog with a stick. And this beating that he put down on your golden retriever was serious. In fact, it cost you 2 surgeries that you needed to get for that dog in order to save its life. And guess what? Moose didn't make it. So you're shocked. You can't believe that this happened. You start talking to the neighbors. The man responsible for this heinous crime, the author of your peril, is never caught, never captured, still at large at the time of me recording this video. So you decide enough is enough. You decide that you are going to bring the community together, or somebody who heard about your story decides they're going to bring the community together based in part on your story and start a neighborhood watch. And because you're in Park Slope, and Park Slope is very notable for Panther statues, you're going to call your organization the Park Slope Panthers. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, okay, that's a good story. Beginning, middle, and end, it concludes with this neighborhood watch being formed, and now the community that was once thriving is going to call from within efforts to get itself back on track. And all I have to say to that is, oh, sweet summer child, you're dead wrong, because the story of the Park Slope Panthers just getting started. The story of this organization, it's rise and immediate fall, is more amazing than the crimes that led to this organization being formed. Because it turns out, if you thought I was ever exaggerating about leftists being crime deniers, about leftists being pro-criminals, this will disabuse you of that notion now and forever. So let's get into it. So like I said, after the death of Moose, a dog that was beaten to death by a homeless person who likely should have never been on the streets in the first place, however, he hasn't been caught, so we don't know his extensive criminal history. at this point in time, a neighborhood watch was formed. And what they used was this localized social media app for meetings, I forgot the name of it, in order to gather citizens from this wealthy enclave in order to discuss the issues of crime and criminality in their area and what they can do as a community in order to stop it. And the people who showed up to this meeting are people who were victimized by criminals and are people that hold this community together. Small business owners, including a bodega owner who actually had somebody steal the cat that was at this bodega. That's how absurd the criminals are in this area, apparently, which, by the way, is a 1-to-1 ratio between citizens and people who vote Democrat. Now, the leader of this group was a person called Christian Namek.
Oh, the Namek!
Now, Namek is not like Piccolo. That would be a Namekian. Namek actually happens to be a veteran of the Occupy Wall Street protests. In fact, Namek describes themselves as a person who's to the left of Lenin and basically is a scumbag in terms of their politics in all ways except for the fact that they wanted to set up a system where people in this community could come together to fight back against the rise of crime. In fact, at one point in time when Tucker Carlson's producers ended up hearing about this story, they actually put in a call to contact Namek to get Namek on the show so that way they could talk about the Park Slope Panthers. But guess what? This person refused, and the language in the article in the refusal just goes to show you how left-wing this person is. But guess what? Not left-wing enough, because even though this organization was founded on a crime that's really horrendous and really disgusting, the killing of a golden retriever for no reason and the beating of multiple women with a stick for no reason, it turns out they're actually participating in the authoritarian capitalist racist system. So they have the meeting, they discuss some of the other stories, Namek tells them about how he tried to intervene in a situation where a convenience store was being robbed by a group of 15-year-olds. One of those people pulled a knife on them. They talk about the homeless people sleeping in the subway and all these other problems, and everything seems to be going well. But obviously, I just led into this portion of the story with some foreboding language, so let that foreboding pay off in this moment, because later on during the course of this meeting, people pulled up around age 20-something for the group, started blasting music, and this was obviously done in such a way to disrupt the meeting of the Park Slope Panthers. And the list of issues that these pro-criminal psychopathic lefties had with this neighborhood watch is both lengthy and ridiculous, and we are going to go into each and every one of the issues that these buffoons brought up, because I've got nothing but time, and this story amuses me to no end. Before I get into that, I do want to point out that one of the goals, one of the mission statements of the Park Slope Panthers was to figure out a way to report the criminality that's going insane in this area without being disproportionate, with taking into account the issue of equity, so that way we don't create a biased system, because they all don't want to be a bunch of Karens. So this is a 100% left-wing, wussified neighborhood watch organization that is in denial of crime, and the people interrupting it are mad because they're not in denial enough.
Namek, I demand to know what happened here!
So anyway, about 15 minutes into this inaugural meeting, a group of youths come up. One of them is dragging a speaker on wheels, and he asks them, "Are you the Park Slope Panthers?" as music is blaring from this speaker. They say yes, and the music gets churned up. So after this obvious annoyance, after this ridiculous behavior, they are asked to not have the music playing or to just move along, and of course, they refuse to do so. By the way, these individuals were reportedly and unsurprisingly in the middle of a park wearing medical grade masks while they were doing so. So of course, we're definitely talking about those kind of people.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
When we're discussing what's going on. Now, it actually goes even further. Because Namek,
he's nothing more than a mere Namek.
The sweet summer child that he is, the person who saw how badly Occupy Wall Street fell apart due to infighting, and thought that's a blueprint for success, invited these people in to join into the conversation, to talk about their issues with crime, and what they want to talk about with the Park Slope Panthers. And the first issue brought up by these medical mask wearing outside leftists was, why do you call yourself Panthers? Isn't that cultural appropriation of Black Panther, the movie, and the organization, even though the organization was named after the character in comic books came out? How dare you call yourself Black Panthers? You're evil, you're white, you're racist, you disgust me, you do not deserve to use that name. How dare you? Also, this is in contrast with the Black Panthers would end up being supportive of. How dare you, evil white racist, evil. So of course, in response to this, somebody who's not a 20-year-old absolute idiot wearing a medical grade mask, somebody in their 40s with a little bit of common sense, points out that the park that they're in the front of the entrance of the park, are two statues of panthers that were commissioned in 1898, and it has nothing to do with Black Panthers the organization, Black Panther the movie, or culturally appropriating anything. Black people do not have a monopoly on panthers. Now, he didn't add all those extra parts, but he did tell them that those statues had been there since 1898, and you know how these woke leftists feel about actually being told a fact related to history. They immediately went into denial and threw hissy fits and demanded that the name of this organization, which, by the way, they don't even want to exist, be changed to the Tigers, the Park Slope Tigers, because how dare you appropriate Black Panther, even though you gave a basically acceptable and serviceable to anyone rational explanation for your name. And on top of that, you wouldn't need to do that if you thought it made sense because of the alliteration. You should feel free to use it, but whatever, whatever. This is where the lefties took issue with them and tried to devolve the conversation to. So then another girl named Sky actually steps up into the fray and starts talking about how it's totally wrong for them to try to go after the criminals in the area. And it's really easy to get these facts wrong, because what's going to end up happening is you're going to be targeting Black people, and all of the Black people in this area were pushed out of this area by all white, ultra wealthy people who honestly don't deserve to live here. So she was very upset. And by the way, this is probably a wealthy white trust fund girl. She described as white in the article, that these people would dareth say that they're going to go after the criminals, because obviously we know disproportionately who's committing these crimes. Now, in an attempt to prevent this conversation from being fully derailed by these 20-somethings wealthy neighborhood hipsters who are pro-criminal and love to deny reality, it was posed as a question to them about what they should do about the homeless man who beat a dog to death and was actually spotted in another incident swinging a stick at another woman who luckily escaped. What should be done about that situation if you were in charge? Because this is what this group is set up for. And the response to this is so amazing, it is so stellar, that I wish I could bottle this and sell it to you as a drug so you could get high on it, but I think that level of fart sniffing would kill anybody, so I'm not gonna do that, but I will read it to you. Quote, "So, it sounds like this person," remember, we're referring to the person who beat a dog to death, attacked another woman with a dog with a stick, and still hasn't been caught, "has been pushed out of an unimaginable amount of systems of systemic structures." Also, this person added, "It's likely that the assailant is neurodivergent." Yeah, that's right. It turns out that the real problem isn't the fact that this man is allowed to beat and attack women and their dogs over and over again to the point where he killed one of their dogs. The real problem is that he was pushed out of a lot of systemic systems. Think about the structures and the systemic structural of those structural systems. Also, he might be a divergent. And before you think, I'm referring to divergent as in the movie with the Shailene Woodley, and it's obviously a ripoff of the Hunger Games. No, what they're saying neurodivergent means in this situation is somebody on the autistic spectrum. That was the response to what should be done about this criminal who attacked a woman with her dog. Then Sky followed up by saying, quote, crime is an abstract term that means nothing in a lot of ways. The construct of crime has been socially constructed to target black and poor people. These lefty lunatic children who are probably trust fund kids that live in one of the most upscale neighborhoods in New York, who are not old enough to remember crime at all, they're in their early 20s, just asserted in response to an actual crime that actually occurred that the systemic systems and a disability must have let the homeless person down, and that's why he beat that dog to death. And when you think about it, crime doesn't really exist. It's just socially constructed. Why is it socially constructed? To hurt black people, because evil white racists don't like them, and also to hurt the poor. Just mixing all your race nonsense with all your class nonsense all into one in a way in order to deny crime. Now, despite the fact that the disruptions only continued, that people showed up with ACAB hats talking about how they're so threatening by trying to set up this neighborhood watch thing. How dare you talk about crime, because we just proved to you that crime doesn't exist by saying something, something, social construct, something, something, systemic, whatever, whatever. This guy had to set up meetings, and he tried to exclude these woke idiots from those meetings with the emails that he obtained. Sensible solution, cut the crazy out. Now, at some point, he actually had to push back a meeting because he needed to attend one of those cringy climate events in Connecticut, because again, these are lefties fighting lefties. But eventually, they pivoted so much from what their goal was that they started contacting local legislators saying that they didn't really want these people sent to Rikers Island. We just want to be a group that ensures they get the help they need. Totally falling off from where they originally started due to these left-wing activists. But if you think that's going to save you, it's definitely not, because it turns out those left-wing activists decided to bring that imaginary social construct to life and vandalize the homes of the people who tried to start the Park Slope Panthers. And the message that they wrote for Chris Nemec was, don't be a cop, Chris, in red spray paint right in front of his home, because that's the classy people that we're dealing with. No matter how left-wing you are, no matter how much you pander to insane people who think that criminals who beat dogs to death are just not even Aladdins, but victims of innumerable systems, just like Aladdin, and probably autistic, because I guess whatever, and crime doesn't exist, whatever, whatever, you're still gonna get vandalized if you try to pander to them, and that's exactly what happened, which means that the Park Slope Panthers, an organization founded to reduce crime, actually ended up leading to crime, thus making it a failure in 15 different ways. But guess what? Crime is an abstract concept only meant to criminalize the blacks and the poor, so no big deal. It didn't really exist. Clean that graffiti and just know it's only socially constructed graffiti. Now, look, obviously this is ridiculous. Obviously you understand why I'm covering this. Obviously you should throw these nutbags that are vandalizing property in jail. But, you know, that is the state of New York State and New York City in particular at this moment. And I want to hear what you guys think down in the comments. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on all my social medias. Support me via the support links in the description box of this video. This has been me talking about the Park Slope Panthers beginning to end. Till next time.